I'm Walt Idola, and this is an Active Physical Therapy update. Today we hear from Paul Stefanik, who is a physical therapist at Active's Marquette location, about manual therapy and a study that he's involved with. Here's more with Paul Stefanik.
I've been working on a year-long intensive program in manual therapy, basically traveling the courses and getting hands-on experience and learning from the experts.
What is manual therapy when you hear this term?
Yeah, so it's fairly broad. Manual therapy encompasses nearly anything that a therapist would do with their hands. So basically, some of the skilled stuff that includes things like advanced massage techniques to ease pain using a variety of tools like soft tissue tools and vacuum cups. Certain joint cracking techniques that we call spinal manipulation are included in the program so I can practice the best, the safest, and painless techniques to get the spine moving like it should. And like you said, we had talked about dry needling before, another effective treatment for people in pain that I'm learning more and more about.
Now, this sounds like it's a combination of massage techniques and chiropractic, acupuncture, all put together, isn't it?
Yeah. I think a lot of people picture a physical therapist in a clinic using things like ice packs, ultrasound, and coaching people through exercise. But physical therapy, in my mind, has the potential to be experts in the field of neuromusculoskeletal pain management, all the systems of the body, and make the best decisions to combine the most effective treatment approaches to help people in pain.
We're talking with Paul Stefanik today, who is physical therapist at Marquette, the Marquette location for active physical therapy, for our active update this morning. These treatments, though, you mentioned that these might be a little bit different if they are performed by a physical therapist. How is that different?
So the difference is that as a physical therapist, I can use the best part of these treatments and cater that to each individual. And as part of this program, I'm participating in a dry needling study to provide a new and exciting treatment option for people with knee arthritis in the area. This started in 2018 when the director of my program compared regular physical therapy for people with knee arthritis to physical therapy plus electrical dry needling and found even better improvement when needling was added to the plan, to the collection of things that a physical therapist can do to help someone out. So I'm collecting data for a new study looking at how long improvements from needling can last.
So who can take part in the study?
Yeah, well, so we do want people who have their own knee. So if people have had a knee replacement, the needling doesn't really work on those parts. We also want people who aren't receiving other treatment that could confound the data that we're collecting. So they can't have had surgery in the past 12 months or other treatment for the knee pain in the past month, things like injections or physical therapy itself.
So let's talk a little bit about the treatment then. What can they expect for the treatment?
Yeah, so the first 9 people who sign up for the study will get 6 weeks of treatment, and depending on which group they're assigned to, possibly additional tune-up treatments from the time that they start to when they're finished, depending on what group they're sorted into. And these treatments will be free for the first 9 people interested in the study.
Okay, so if someone's listening this morning and they're interested, they want to sign up with this, Paul, how can they find you? How can they take part?
Well, they can definitely talk to their doctor. They can call our clinic at 906-226-0574, and I can be reached at my email if someone's interested at which is paul@stayactiveup.com. Active is hosting this clinical study, so stopping by is always an option to get more information, get the details on that.
Talking with Paul Stefanik today, who's a physical therapist at Active's Marquette location. Interesting information here, Paul. Appreciate your time this morning to talk about it. And, of course, this, I'm sure, is also available in contact info through your website, which is?
So the website is stayactiveup.com.
That's Paul Stefanik, physical therapist with Active Physical Therapy at their Marquette location. For Media Brew Communications, I'm Walt Lindelaw.